Out and about in Western agriculture. There's a downside to the timing of crop reports, and leaders want to emphasize that negative numbers could come out next year, even if El Nino proves to bring rain to the state. Kern County Farm Bureau Executive Director Beatrice Sanders says the timing of reports create a misinformation issue and only track increases and decreases.
Drought hurt every commodity, I feel like. And this year, again, even though we're going to be waiting for our crop production numbers for 2015, I don't want, you know, again, the average listener or reader to think, well, we have this storm system coming through. Say El Nino does come through and just drenches the Central Valley of California entirely, fills up some of our basin. Those numbers aren't going to reflect anything that happens between now and next August. So there's a lot, it's tricky that these crop reports come out the time that they do. So we never want anyone to think that, you know, that we're going to be safe out of this drought if we have a wet season that comes here soon. These numbers only reflect on what we actually, the gross, right? So it's never calculates the cost of farming or how much we're spending on water.
Some analysts say that growers are doing better than expected due to the adoption of efficient systems. And Sanders says their growers also show that trend.
You know, just in preparation for our groundwater regulations that are coming up here in the next couple of years, there have been a lot of studies done through the UC Co-op about safe yield, you know, and particularly with permanent crops like almonds. What is the safe yield? What is the least amount of water you can use on your trees to produce the most nuts? And there's a lot of those studies, you know, in regards to the safe yield, because we'll need to know that number. You know, these regulations start to come, and I mean, given that surface water won't be delivered, how much they'll be able to pump out safely from the groundwater basin. So we have, there's been a lot of improvements with irrigation here. Kern County, you know, is always looking for grants to help our growers switch from, or those that can with their permanent crops, from flood irrigation to drip irrigation, which saves a significant amount of water. So farmers have, I think we've been keeping up with the trends of improving the way we farm.
I'm Taylor Hillman for AgNet West.